7, Mishnah 7, Vered Chadash Shekvasha B'Shemen Yashan. If a new rose has been preserved in old oil, so a new rose means a seventh year rose, which was used, we said before, for perfume, and it was preserved in old oil. The old oil is oil from the sixth year. Yelaket Es HaVered. When the time for Biur comes, that there's no more roses in the field, and you've got to take out the roses, so you could take it out of the oil, and the oil would still be okay. The oil would still be okay. You can take the rose out of it. The yashan b'chadash, but if it's an old rose in new oil, and in this case over here, what it means is a seventh year rose in eighth year oil. So now the time for biur has already passed, and you didn't take this rose out. You should have taken it away. So in this case, chayev b'biur, even the oil is obligated to be removed. And why? Because an old rose, says the commentaries, gives off its flavor, its fragrance very strongly into the oil, and so the oil now also takes on becoming liable to be removed. Charuvim chadashim, so to carobs shekavshan b'yayin yashan, that have been soaked in wine. You've taken the carobs and you preserved it in wine. V'shanim b'chadash, and it doesn't matter which way it is, whether it's seventh year carobs in sixth year wine or seventh year carobs in 8th year wine, doesn't matter which way it goes around, chayv b'biur. In these cases, the wine will also have to be removed, because in these cases over here, so the commentaries, the carob gives off its taste into the wine quickly. It passes into the wine quickly. Zeaklal, and this is the principle, says the Mishnah, kol shubanos and tam, anything which gives off its taste, fragrance, you know, gives off into the other product, chav lebar min b'she'eno mina, will be obligated to be removed. And that's talking about a case where it's two different kinds of products, like carob in wine or like roses in oil. It's two different things. So here the taste will be given, or the fragrance from the one into the other, and therefore you will have to remove them both at the time of beer. Min b'minoi, but if it's the same kind in its own kind, so let's say a little bit of seventh year oil falls into a vat of sixth year oil. So kolshu, even the smallest bit will make the whole six-year thing reliable for beer. Shvis or seris kolshu b'mina, and seventh-year produce will forbid, even in the little bit of amount, if it falls into its own kind, v'shelo b'mina, and if it falls into a different kind of product, but no same time, it will only be if it imparts its flavor.